Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Lisa. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the vulnerability of the turn on. And obviously, it's related to our bodies. So if that just makes you a little uncomfortable, then you're in the right place, turned on the right podcast. If that makes you a little bit excited, you're in the right place and turned on the right podcast. If you're wondering, file not found, file not found, what is she talking about? Turn on. I've been so turned off, I don't even know. You're in the right place. You found the right podcast. Okay. So this conversation came out of a teleseries that I did, and I'm still in the middle of it, called The Body of Change. And again, this podcast is called The Body of Change, and I'm writing a book about the body of change. So here we are again, another conversation about bodies. And the turning on of your body and when we turned off our body. And what I mean by that, first, people always think about when you hear the turn on, they think I'm talking about sex and copulation and that sort of stuff. It's included in that, of course, but really what I'm talking about is what if and how could you live your life as a being who has a body in an turned on, radically alive, orgasmic living way. Now, that might seem really foreign right now as I speak about it, and at least it was for me. I thought living in a body meant pain, abuse, violence, worry, stress, anxiety, destruction. That's what was modeled to me, and that's what I modeled to myself. I was not in a harmonious, communion, nurturing, filled relationship with my body. And not for a lot of years. There was always a struggle. However, now it's quite different. And I speak a lot to this with a lot of my clients and a lot of my classes and teleseries, of course. But it never hurts to talk about it again. And I'm going to let you know that on this call, I'm going to give you at least 3 easy, simple tools to turn yourself back on and to start inputting, if you will, the directions between you and your body and your body and you as the navigation system for your life. But the navigation system, the GPS for living orgasmically alive. Okay? So here we go. The vulnerability of the turn on. Well, first, you got to make some time and space for yourself and your body. So the easiest way that I think about it is plan a scheduled time at least once a day. And it doesn't necessarily have to be scheduled, but I know how busy we all get, and I know how easy it is to disconnect from your body and not pay attention to it. So if you put it in your calendar on your phone, you know you're going to do it. Have coffee talk or tea talk with your body. So just a time that you actually connect with your body and simply ask it how it's doing and how it likes to be addressed. Now, this is really important. Would it like to be, how do you call your body? Do you say it? Do you talk about it like that? It wants so much. Why do I want to sit with it? Well, would you talk to the person that you're going out on a date with like that? Or even your dog? Probably not. But a lot of us talk to our bodies like that. And what if you called your body sweetheart? Or honey? Or sweetness? Or she? Or he? Or a pronoun, they, whatever you prefer. Could you even entertain having coffee with yourself in this way? Pull 2 chairs up in your place. One for you, one for your body. Just say hi. Yes, I'm very serious. Ask it what it would like to be called. Ask it what it would like to tell you. I use this example a lot about, you know, if you took your money to couples therapy, what if you took your body to couples therapy? What would your body say to you? Would it rather sleep out in the parking lot or the garage versus be with you? Or have you left it out in the parking lot or garage because you don't want to be with it? So that's the first thing. Make some space, even if it's just like 1 minute. But do something every day for 3 weeks, 21 days. 1 minute. Anybody can do that. Everyone can do that. 1 degree of change. 1 minute, 21 days. Two, ask it to appreciate it. Look at me, my language. Since I'm a woman, I'm just going to say she. And I'll intersperse it with he and they and whatever pronouns, that other pronouns that come to me. So here you are having your minute with your body. You're getting to know what it likes to be called. And take that minute and apologize to all the ways that you've never listened to your body, that you've never spoken nicely or kindly to it, and for all the ways you've never acknowledged it for all it does for you every single day. It carries you around, it does what you got to do every single day. Thank it. And then be done and move on. Next tip would be everything you put to your lips, food or drink, or whatever else you put to your lips, really be present with it and pay attention to how and what you sense as it comes in. Do you feel warm or cool? Does it make you salivate or satisfy you? Does it make you want more or less? Did you find out that something you thought you loved, your body actually didn't? And start to have the communication with it. And then three, do something really fun that your body tells you during your coffee talks that you want to do, and just try it. Well, trying is like if I had a piece of paper here and I was trying to pick it up and I didn't move my hand to pick it up. So you don't want to try, you just want to do. Those are three simple tips right there in the first, you know, couple of minutes of this podcast to begin communing with the vulnerability of your own turn on. And what that will do is it'll start talking to other cells of your body as you feel and perceive the food or the drink coming in, as you have the coffee talk and start addressing it, as you apologize, and then as you go to something fun, each cell, pay attention, here's the fourth step, each cell in your body will start to awaken one by one by one. It'll tell you, yes, 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 and then it'll say, no, don't really like that, no, I'm not going to have that, nope, not right now, and then maybe 10 days later, it might want it again. It's okay, I don't know about you, but I don't eat the same thing every day. I desire, my body desires something different every day and in a different way. But as we all know, probably at this point, if I haven't talked about it here, now you know, coffee is a regular. You know, you can take the girl out of New York, but you can never take the espresso out of the girl. Coffee's my thing. Okay, one of my things. So as your cells start turning on, your body then starts remembering that it is alive and likes a little bit of luxury, elegance, decadence, joy, fun, and ease. And you might even notice that your moods start lifting and people start asking you like, hey, what's changed? And inside yourself, you're like, I had a date with my body. Coffee talk. 1 minute, 21 days. Couple of tips. Look what you learned. Look what you invited in your life. And keep going. I always say start where you are. It's never too late to outcreate what you've already been. And let's talk a little bit more and unpack this further. So at some point in our childhood, something for each of us occurred where our vulnerability, our gratitude, our imagination got a little stifled, shut down. Some have more tragic stories than others. It could just be simply by something someone said that made you feel something like shame or anger, and you just got that you were wrong and you shouldn't do it anymore. And then you shut yourself off. With that said, when you shut yourself off, you disconnect from your body. And when you disconnect from your body, you disconnect from your cells. Therefore, that turn on gets less and less and less, and you diminish more of that turn on over time. And this is when you get to adulthood and you're like, God, I'm not happy at all. Everything just feels so heavy and dense. And yeah, I have this, I have that, I have the other thing, but I'm not really happy. Something's missing. Then we try to fill it with an activity or a person or a substance or doing, and that does it for a little while. But that void, that disconnect between your being and your body still exists. So you're still going to have to do some version of what I suggested in the beginning if you actually want it to change. And so somewhere in our childhood, yes, something happened. Okay, it's got to update and change it now. And it's simple when you do those easy steps I gave you in the beginning. It brings kindness and vulnerability and possibility back into your life by your choice to turn back on. To have everything you and your body are being together. To be light and fun and ease, including some of those jiggly parts that you're probably in judgment of every day. How could you be more kind and more vulnerable? And stop the fight with your body, get out of reaction with your body and act. How could you create the body you would like to live in? And how could you create the body and the being relationship with yourself first and have your own back? And have your own body instead of reaching outside of you to do what somebody else looks to you like they're doing to make their body happier or their life better. Never works when you copy someone else. It works when you listen in deep and choose from you as the source, you as the body, and you as the being. Now, try this. Try to fit your being in your body. Can you do it? Most likely, you might not know what I'm talking about, but your being is the energy you be, which is much bigger than a physical body. You are the being, a universal energetic being, and your body is a physical. It's a physical, I was trying to look for another word other than being. It's a physical form, okay? So the being is energetic and the form is physical. And this is what we're talking about regarding the vulnerability of the turn on, is that when you connect with the energy of what your body likes, thereby connecting with your body and what it desires, and allowing a radical allyship to develop, you master, you live in a zone of genius, if you will, between the being and the body, and the body and the being, instead of the separation of the duality dance of right and wrong in a body, or the duality dance of right and wrong as a being, because you're disconnected and you don't really know what's going on. So that's why I'm trying to make it very simple by suggesting the coffee talk, the sensing of what you like and eating and drinking, doing something fun, apologizing to your body, and noticing what changes for 21 days by just a minute a day. You can do more, of course. You'll probably want to do more. Your body will probably be speaking more to you. That's the point. Because when your body speaks to you and you listen to your yes and you listen to your no and you know what you desire, you get happier. That is orgasmic living. That is being a radical ally with your body. That is being your ally in healing. So what prevents us from doing that? It's like we've all worn these beliefs, these fixed positions, what reality wants, what our role is supposed to be. And we lock them onto our body or put those rules onto our body, and we bended, folded, mutilated, and stapled ourselves into a form when we're actually energy too. And so what that does is destroy the form and disconnect from it as well. There's the it again. As well as disconnecting from your being, your intuition, your knowing, your perceiving, your sensing. And so it turns everything backwards, or if you will, paddling upstream. So when you choose to create the body you would like to live in, wouldn't it be much more fun and much more light filled and ease filled if you created the body you would like to live in communion and kindness and nurturing with the being you actually be? And then the being fuels the body, and the body fuels the being. And there's this win-win creationship versus a lose-lose relationship. And then energetically, you'll probably start attracting more win-win scenarios in every area of your life. But don't trust me on that. Go out and practice these things for 21 days and let me know what changes for you. Now, I remember I always had an energy that people would always come when I was the being of me, and the body of me would always draw people to me when I was younger. And a lot of things, I developed a lot of beliefs and decisions from those experiences. They weren't all positive. I got hurt a lot of times and in a lot of ways that could have been prevented. But I made that a wrongness about me. And in that wrongness about me, I created a body in the image and likeness of that wrongness. And then the body, the physical form, started to destroy and disintegrate. And I got sick, and it was all because someone and some ones, there was many, they did not let me nurture the difference that what I'm speaking to you about here, about the way that I knew bodies could be with the beings I be, not the beings, but the being I be. Because you're an energetic being and you have a physical body. Okay? And so what I'm speaking to is there was charismatic. I had charisma as a child, and people would flock to me and talk to me about things, and a lot of people wanted to be around me, and I was a beautiful child, and I felt really uncomfortable with the way my outer looked, with what I had been told and felt that I decided was a wrongness about me. So I made something that was intrinsically beautiful about me something horrible, and almost to the point of death, not just once, but a couple of times. And then I decided that the only way that I could really look good and turn my body on, so to speak, into the world was like the way that I look, like my face and my clothes and those sorts of things. But my body didn't reflect that. So there was another separation between my mind and my body, let alone my energetic being. And so I was living fragmented and not turned on. But I started out that way, turned on and not fragmented, whole and complete as a child. And then time after time after time, somehow from that first moment, I made a decision to paddle upstream and to not go with the way of that wholeness that was so intrinsically my soul, my imprint, soul print, my body. How many of you have maybe a similar story or a similar awareness or just getting aware from what I'm speaking to? It's such an intense experience, and it's such a joyful experience to come back home. Now, some of you may say, I've never turned off. I've been turned on. Well, that is great. That wasn't my story. However, you could ask yourself, where could you be more turned on? Where are you not bringing your full body and being into your life? Is it in finances? Is it in your relationship? Is it in your marriage, significant other, relationship, partner, husband, wife, whomever? Or is it in business? Or is it in with your friendships or your acquaintances or your family? Or even in your body? It's a new possibility to create this relationship, creationship with your body. And it starts with those three or four early tips I gave you. Just making a choice and asking questions and apologizing and spending time. And you can easily turn back all the cells of your body that have been turned off. It takes commitment. It takes choice first, then commitment. Then the action, the doing, and then the receiving of it, acknowledging what you're choosing. And it breathes this whole new relationship of awareness, respect, transparency, love, communication, allowance, contribution. You know, we're always looking like, oh my God, I want to develop the right relationship for me. Well, it starts with you and your body. And it starts with you and you. And I guarantee that if you do that, this with you and your body, your entire world will change. It'll be a new foundation that you are the source of. And you'll likely live a different quality of life, joyously, easily, and happily. How does that sound to you? But you gotta be willing to look at where you turned off and why, and then just make a choice to turn it back on and act. You don't have to go back to the past to uncover it all, but you can if you want. It still will not prevent you from choosing in the moment. Those simple tools. Coffee talk, 1 minute. Start addressing it. There, I did it again. Start addressing yourself. Hi, beautiful. Hi, beloved. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sexy. Hi, strength, whatever you want to call it. Hi, me. Tell me what I can do or be to bring joy and ease and fun to you right away. And ask your body, hey, sometimes I can be a little thick. So if I miss it, please make it obvious. Because I don't want to miss it anymore. But you have to ask questions and you have to choose. Because if you want to create the body you really want to live in and feel good with it, and get in alignment and transparency with yourself, it takes a little effort. Because it's so easy to get carried away from you. Because we were taught to be separate from us and not be with ourselves. And especially not with our body. Because the turn on was dirty or perverted, or you don't talk about it and you shouldn't talk about it. Well, I'll tell you what, I was a very turned on kid. And I'm not just talking about sexualness. I'm talking about the energy of life and living. I love sports. I love playing handball when I was a kid. Yes, I'm dating myself a little bit. Tennis, soccer, swimming, basketball, riding bikes, running through the woods, playing in the snow. I used to play football in the basement with my brother. I don't know how we did all these things, but I love the physicality of it. I love the touch, and it was orgasmic in that way of just being. I also loved food. I grew up with an Italian mother that cooked amazing food, an Italian grandmother that cooked stuff that I still crave today, but nobody makes it like they used to make it. And I loved learning, and I'm still doing that. And I loved laughing, and I'm still doing that. But there was a time in my life that I lost my laughter. But now as I rejoined and turned my body on and gave it permission, I can receive from the plants I'm staring at here as I do this podcast, the water that I can't wait to drink once I'm finished with this podcast, my puppy on the floor who's passed out from all the energy of the things I've been doing today, the wind that's coming in from the balcony, the air condition that's on, that's keeping it cool. All the items in my place that contribute to me. The people that I was communing with all day and will after this as well. I can receive from everything. And it all contributes to me. Not only my body, but my being. Not only my being, but my body. Together, we are a sensorial organism creating the life and the body, the life we want to live and the body we want to live in. We get to choose. So if you're out there and you have noticed that you have no libido in your life, you may be separate from your body. You may have turned off. And these are simple tools to turn back on. If you want more of those tools, there is the Body of Change telecall, which has great information on it. 5 different facilitators, each with their own journey of their body. Lots of clearing energetic clearing statements that you can listen to over and over again. And lots of tools and actions and conversations to direct you where you would like to go and where your body directs you would like to go. So you can check that out if you'd like on drlisacooney.com/events or and do the tips and the tools and let me know how it works for you. It's a new time, my friends. It's a new era. You do not have to at any level live the way you were living. It is your choice that creates all the awareness you require. And it's your commitment to yourself that your body will respond. And then the universe will collaborate to bless you with your true desires, body and being. And then you will create the body you are living in. I hope you found this useful. I hope it was a contribution to you. Take a moment to just give yourself a great big hug on your body. Thank you, body. Hi, body. Thank you, body. Hi, body. Thank you. For all the times I never paid attention to you, I'm sorry. And I let go. And every day for the next 21 days, for at least 1 minute a day, I'm going to have a coffee talk with you. Pull up a chair. Put it in the seat next to you when you drive. Put the seatbelt on. And talk to it. Lay in bed with it. However you need to do it for you, however your body would like to do it for you, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. What do you got to lose? Or do you have everything to gain? Here's to your success and transformation, my friends, wherever you're listening to this from. Be kind, choose vulnerability, and create possibility. This is Dr. Lisa, and thank you. And I'll be back with another podcast in a week. Bye for now.